Track 7, Resolutions for the Meeting. The following resolutions are to be presented at the AGM. Please listen carefully and consider your decisions. Listen to Track 5, Details for Voting, and Track 6, Proxy Voting, on information for how to place your votes. Resolution A, Trustees' Annual Report and Financial Statements. It is proposed that the meeting accept the Trustees' Annual Report and the final statements for the year ending the 31st of March 2023.
B. Appointment of new trustees. There are 9 new proposed appointments to the board. Haseeb Ahmad. Haseeb has been registered blind since 1987 following a diagnosis of retinitis pigmentosa. He started his career after graduating from Leicester University as an advocacy worker with a local charity in 1994. Supporting disabled people who were trying to access social services. He then joined the local authority sector for 17 years, working in a range of policy areas, including equality and diversity. He then joined the NHS in 2013 and is currently the head of equality, diversity and inclusion. Apart from his work, Haseeb loves to run, bike and is a former GB paratriathlete. In 2016, he set the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's fastest blind Ironman race. He is also the author of From Blind Man to Ironman. He was also nominated onto the Sure Trust Top 100 Most Influential Disabled People in 2019. Resolution B1, confirmation of the appointment of Haseeb Ahmad as a member of the Board of Trustees.
John Jameson. John has over 20 years' experience working in telecommunications and networking, including roles in system integration, networking, OSS, BSS, and design. He currently leads IP architecture and design in Motorola Solutions. John is hearing impaired and has keratoconus and brings the experience of living with these disabilities to Vista. Outside of work, John is a keen cyclist. Resolution B2. Confirmation of the appointment of John Jameson as a member of the Board of Trustees.
Adil Kazi. Adil is the manager of the National Institute for Health and Care Research Biomedical Research Centre at Moorfields Eye Hospital, NHS Foundation Trust and University College London Institute of Ophthalmology. He is responsible for overseeing the delivery of world-leading eye and vision research aiming to improve the diagnosis, prevention and treatment of eye diseases for the benefit of patients. Adil was previously a research programmes manager at Imperial College London and brings with him experience of senior leadership, strategic delivery and operational management from these world-class institutions. Adil grew up in Leicester and joined Vista in February 2023 to combine his experience of working in the sight loss sector and to contribute to the local community. Resolution B3, confirmation of the appointment of Adil Kazi as a member of the Board of Trustees.
Phil Smalley. Phil was born with congenital glaucoma and has been severely sight impaired from a very young age. He has over 30 years' experience working in the field of IT, in roles including programming and design, analysis and bespoke software support management. His interests have included cars, horses, cycling, walking and acoustic rifle target shooting. Resolution B4, confirmation of the appointment of Phil Smalley as a member of the Board of Trustees.
Gustavo Thomas. Gustavo is an experienced head of operations with over 14 years' experience within the care sector. He is responsible for overseeing a large management team and their services within the Midlands and Oxfordshire, ensuring the care provided is of a very high standard. Gustavo brings with him years of experience in senior leadership settings, strategic approach, and finance-driven outcomes, always ensuring that our community and their care are at the centre of any and every decision we make. Gustavo was born in Portugal, moved to England in the beginning of 2009, and joined Vista in August 2023 to contribute and shape Vista for the future. Resolution B5, confirmation of the appointment of Gustavo Thomas as a member of the Board of Trustees.
Jen Langford. Jen has over 18 years' experience within health, social care and the voluntary sector, a journey which started when she trained as a rehabilitation officer with Vista over 18 years ago. Having held both strategic and operational management roles, She has always remained passionate about the development and delivery of quality care, most recently leading on the development of specialist dementia nursing services within the Midlands. Jen currently supports effective workforce development within the adult social care sector, delivering a range of programmes and coaching to registered managers, operational and strategic leaders. Resolution B6, confirmation of the appointment of Jen Langford as a member of the Board of Trustees.
Nikki Ashby. Nikki is a nurse and senior UK lead in nurse education and healthcare. She has 35 years of experience working in nursing as a critical care nurse and education lead. Nikki worked in the University of Nottingham for 15 years and undertook her PhD in stigma and infection. Nikki now holds the position of Deputy Chief Nurse at the Royal College of Nursing, working with nursing professionals across health and social care, UK and international stakeholders to lead the delivery of healthcare. As a person with lived experience of a child with sight loss difficulties, Nicola was drawn to Vista's charity trustee opportunity, feeling that her skills could support future developments and directions. Resolution B7, confirmation of the appointment of Nikki Ashby as a member of the Board of Trustees.
Rebecca Scott. Rebecca has been a qualified rehabilitation officer for 33 years, and 19 of those she has managed the rehabilitation team at Vista. She has experience working in both social services and charities, and following her retirement this year, she's decided to take a post as trustee so that she can help guide Vista and its services towards a secure future. She's looking forward to using her knowledge and experience of being an employee of Vista to give valuable insight into the day-to-day operation of the organisation. Resolution B8, confirmation of the appointment of Rebecca Scott as a member of the Board of Trustees.
Meredith Wilkinson. Meredith is a senior lecturer in psychology at De Montfort University in Leicester. As someone with a severe visual impairment since birth, Meredith is proud to come on board as a trustee of Vista and utilise her lived experience within her role. In her work life, her research and writing focus on advocacy for staff and students within higher education. In her spare time, she enjoys reading. Resolution B9, confirmation of the appointment of Meredith Wilkinson as a member of the Board of Trustees.
C, confirmation of the retirement and reappointment of trustees. Our Articles of Association require a third of trustees to retire at each AGM. The trustees retire by self-nomination or rotation. This year, the following trustees are retiring from the board. Pauline Tagg, appointed 2021, not standing for reappointment. Joe Kavanagh, appointed 2022, not standing for reappointment. Roger Pratt, appointed 2022, not standing for appointment. Paul Ribb, appointed 2021, not standing for reappointment. Will Legg, appointed 2021, not standing for reappointment. Maddie Kennedy, appointed 2021, not standing for reappointment. Jean Voller, appointed 2021, standing for reappointment. Rob Hogan, appointed 2021, standing for reappointment.
Resolution C1. Members are asked to join the board in thanking Pauline Tagg for her service and support. Resolution C2. Members are asked to join the board in thanking Joe Kavanagh for her advice and guidance. Resolution C3. Members are asked to join the board in thanking Roger Pratt for his service and support. Resolution C4. Members are asked to join the board in thanking Paul Ribb for his advice and guidance. Resolution C5. Members are asked to join the board in thanking Will Legg for his service and support. Resolution C6. Members are asked to join the board in thanking Maddie Kennedy for her advice and guidance. Resolution C7. Members are asked to approve the reappointment of Jean Voller to the board. Resolution C8. Members are asked to approve the reappointment of Rob Hogan to the board.
Resolution D, to confirm reappointment of external auditors. Members are asked to approve the reappointment of Sarah Vincent as external auditors to the charity at a remuneration to be agreed by the trustees. This is the end of Track 7.